all summer, everything like that, getting ready for season, just a freak accident like that to happen, it definitely sucks.
I mean, did you plant wrong, or, I mean, did it just give out, or?
Yeah, just kind of, when I planted, it just kind of gave in on me, like kind of a little buckle move, and just went down.
Did you know it was bad as soon as it happened?
I was hoping it wasn't bad. I mean, there's been plenty of times I've been running, kind of tweak something, sit down for a second, just move your leg around, and you're like, all right, I'm fine, you keep it moving. And that's what I was hoping it was, but it was hurting a little longer than normal.
Steve, do you have a date set yet for your surgery? Have they given you
that? No, no date set yet. I'm still trying to get my motion back and get all swelling out.
How frustrating is it?
Very frustrating. You always want to be able to try and play and contribute, so I'm happy to have the two sets.
Did you have an opportunity to talk to Terrell? Did he give you any advice since he's, you know, gone through two of those?
Yeah. I've talked to T2 a few times. I was asking him about the different types of surgeries that he's had, different surgeons that he's had, just the whole recovery process. So I know me and him are going to get together sometime this weekend and talk a little bit more as well.
What, Steve, coming off of last year and you being in a contract year, does that make it even tougher?
I mean, I wasn't even looking at it like that. I was just more focused on winning this year and definitely trying to get better.
Are there different types of ACL surgery you can have?
Yeah, been doing my research. There's it's like kind of a cadaver. I hear something where they take part of your hamstring muscle closer up to the knee and use that. And there's the patella one that's supposed to be the stronger one, but it's a lengthier recovery time as well. So, you know, I've just been hearing a little bit, reading a little bit, just trying to do my research right now.